The first thing is really that it's one platform. Not only can you target Windows Desktop, which is very popular and ubiquitous, but you can also be able to target the Xbox, the HoloLens, IoT, phones, all different types of devices that are part of the Windows ecosystem. There's also a bunch of new capabilities that we've added so that, you can go build things like Cortana, or you can use inking, so you have great pen support for devices with that, with a pen support. You also get to build things like Continuum, which allows you to use multiple screens on a device. So if you want your phone to project to a large screen, you can build these great experiences that end users find very engaging and exciting and differentiated. Let me define the Universal Windows Platform, because people have asked me about what it really is. So what we've done is we've said, here's a core set of APIs. They are available across all of our devices. We call it the Universal Windows API set. And so every device will have those APIs. You can rely on those APIs. It includes controls. So a common set of core controls work, and they will adapt to the device. And all of that is part of this Universal Windows API set. Now, on the other hand, there are APIs that are specialized, especially certain integration features like talking to the console on an Xbox. And so there's some integration that you do there that's special, because there's some UI affordances in the console that you'd want to make sure you can go target. Or on the desktop, there's overlapping layered windows. There aren't on other devices. So we also have specialized APIs or tailored APIs for each of the devices. So there are APIs that work only on, say, a desktop, or only on a phone, or only on an Xbox. So you cannot just have this one, milquetoast of, only common APIs, but it's a combination of the universal API sets that's available across all the devices, as well as these extra APIs. And I think it's kind of a great advantage that developers have, where they can reach their customer on all of those devices by building an app that spans our ecosystem. And so what we find is it's really great to continue to have a mobility of experience. And it's one of the things we kind of highlight is the experience follows the user. It's absolutely part of the reality is everyone has to target multiple platforms. We know there's a bunch of developers who are building for iOS or Android, for the PC desktop. And so what we've done is we've developed what we call bridges. And the goals of the bridges isn't so you can just take the app and just run it and you get kind of a subpar experience. The goal is that you can go bring the code that you've built for other platforms, and rather than having to rewrite it, so you have this good code, you've tested it, it works, and there's really nothing unique about it that would be that's different on each of the platforms. But you want to go reuse that code and then go add some differentiated Windows functionality. We want to make that easy. So we've added these bridges so you can take this code that you've built for either iOS or Android or existing Win32 desktop apps or web, and you can easily reuse that. That code should hopefully just work as is. Then spend your time making it differentiated, better, unique, take advantage of Cortana, take advantage of Continuum, maybe put a more Windows-centric UI on top of it so your customers feel like it's part of the Windows ecosystem, versus maybe the existing UI that you had for the other device. But that value is worth the investment, and you're not rewriting some good low-level networking code that you've debugged over years or maybe you've never touched for years, and it just works out of the gate. It allows you to really hone your investment to what's most valuable on the Windows platform versus rewriting that boilerplate code that you just don't want to touch anymore. For game developers, I think there's two things. One, they want to be able to bring their games at a low cost to make sure there's not a lot of extra work, and there's therefore a bunch of the middleware frameworks, so Unity and a bunch of the other middleware frameworks. We've done a lot of work to make sure it's easy to get apps built using these middleware frameworks or IDEs onto our platform. The second thing is making sure they can monetize their app and convert users many times from free, because a lot of people are doing free to play, into paid users. And so we're trying to streamline that experience by making in-app purchase seamless, giving them a bunch of different flexibility so they can use in-game currency. So the goal here is really have a low friction way for game developers to get their games and to monetize those games on Windows. We're dramatically improving the dashboard. So there'll be a lot more telemetry all in one place for all of your different devices. So phone, PC, tablet, Xbox, all that's gonna be in one portal, and you can see your telemetry, which devices your users are using the most, get some telemetry about how they're using it on different devices, all in one place. We're also doing a bunch of stuff on payment instruments. We're making it, you know, easier for us to get end users payment instruments and use mobile operating billing and a bunch of different ways where it's easier for end users to pay for goods. And you don't have to worry about that. All of that, is, as we go increase that, it makes it so that more of your customers are easier to get money from. And so really, we broker that relationship and make it more streamlined. Easier to go make purchases, easier to get updates, easier to give ratings, easier to go, you know, connect with the end user. All those things we've tried to streamline.